He nodded philosophically and picked up a bucket. Excuse me. Norman finished his beer and pondered leaving a tip. No, the guy didn't need any more surprises this morning. Back in the sunlight, he clipped his bag to the handlebars and looked down, out of the glare. A storm drain. There was nobody in sight. So in a quick motion, he pulled out the box of ammo and tossed it into the drain. It was as if a weight had been lifted from him. Odd. He supposed the act confirmed that the gun's function was purely defensive. He checked his watch. 20 minutes, and the restaurant was 10 minutes away at a slow pace. Do you show up early for a blackmail lunch, or late, or on time? He decided on time would be best, and took a detour down by the student ghetto, a part of it that still had trees and shade. This is where Kabil had lived when they had met. He'd gone to his apartment a couple of times, though the house was less risky, unless your wife came home early. Alice's tea room probably had its share of clandestine meetings. The only expensive restaurant in a block of student eateries, it had what they used to call a shotgun shape, a long rectangle with one row of tables. They were at the farthest table, and the two nearest them were empty, with reserved signs. Otherwise, the restaurant was full. The maitre d' approached and Norman pointed, joining that party. The walls were decorated with mediocre to okay paintings by local artists. It occurred to Norman that this was an odd choice for a supposedly clandestine meeting. If the bartender at that pool hall had recognized him on sight, what were the chances that no one here would? Pretty good, actually. The bartender was a fluke. Besides his students and the Hermanos crowd, there weren't too many people in town who would know him. The lawyer, if that's what he was, and Willie Joe and another man, a small, skinny weasel with a sallow complexion, watched him as he walked down the aisle. He sat down wordlessly. The sallow man thrust out a hand. The bag. Norman slid it over. I smell gun oil. Norman tried to keep a neutral expression, while the bodyguard, if that's what he was, zipped open the bike bag and sorted through its contents. It's valve oil you smell, genius. I'm a musician. I was cleaning a trumpet. They might know something about his sex life, but he doubted they knew which instruments he played. Definitely not trumpet. It's okay, Solo, Willie Joe said. Professor wouldn't bring a gun in here. The man zipped up the bag slowly, staring. He slid it across slowly. What outfit you with? What? You've killed people, maybe lots. He was almost whispering. It's in the way you walk, the way you're not afraid. So you were a soldier. This man was dangerous. 101st, 2nd of the 23rd. But that was a long time ago. You killed men, Professor? Willie Joe said conversationally. As well as fucking them? Interesting that he didn't know that elementary fact. As I said, a long time ago. Both. The lawyer leaned forward, and he did whisper. There's no statute of limitations on being a faggot. Norman felt heat and a prickling sensation on his palms, the back of his neck, his scalp. Adrenaline, epinephrine. He knew his face was flushed. If they hadn't been in a crowded restaurant at this moment, he might find out how many of them he could kill before he died. Certainly one.
There ain't no need to be insulting, Greg, Willie Joe said. Let's not use that word.
I apologize, he said. This is a financial proposition, not a moral judgment. Norman sat completely still. Go on.
We know that your wife knows, the lawyer said. She paid off the police.
He looked up as the waiter approached.
My name is Bradley, he said. For today's specials, I want the special, Willie Joe interrupted. We all want the special. But we have four. We want the first.
The grouper?
Yeah. What kind of wine goes with that?
I would suggest the Bin 24, bring us two bottles of it. Pronto.
Yes, sir.
He hurried away.
You was saying, Greg?
The lawyer paused, staring at Norman.
To be blunt, it's your wife's money we're after.
Her inheritance. We have a joint account.
We know that, of course, but your wife seems to have enough on her mind right now, so we thought we'd approach you instead.
She'd lose her job,
Willie Joe said. Even if she didn't go to jail for buying off the cops, and you and your boyfriend would get Rayford for sodomy. Separate cells, I think.